Patterns of Use Part 3. Criteria for Substance Dependence. A maladaptive pattern of substance use leading to clinically significant impairment or distress, as manifested by three or more of the following, occurring at any time in the same 12-month period. 1. Tolerance as defined by either of the following. A need for markedly increased amounts of the substance to achieve intoxication or desired effect, or markedly diminished effect with continued use of the same amount of the substance. 2. Withdrawal, as manifested by either of the following. The characteristic withdrawal syndrome for the substance, or the same or a closely related substance is taken to relieve or avoid withdrawal symptoms. 3. The substance is often taken in larger amounts or over a longer period than was intended. 4. There is a persistent desire or unsuccessful efforts to cut down or control substance use. 5. A great deal of time is spent on activities necessary to obtain the substance, for example, visiting multiple doctors or driving long distances, use the substance, for example, chain smoking, or recover from its effects. 6. Important social, occupational, or recreational activities are given up or reduced because of substance use. 7. The substance use is continued despite knowledge of having a persistent physical or psychological problem that is likely to have been caused or exacerbated by the substance. For example, current cocaine use despite recognition of cocaine-induced depression, or continued drinking despite recognition that an ulcer was made worse by alcohol consumption. Criteria for substance abuse. A maladaptive pattern of substance use leading to clinically significant impairment or distress, as manifested by one or more of the following occurring within a 12-month period. Recurrent substance use resulting in a failure to fulfill major role obligations at work, school, or home. For example, repeated absences or poor work performance related to substance use. Substance-related absences, suspensions, or expulsions from school. Neglect of children or household. 2. Recurrent substance use in situations in which it is physically hazardous. For example, driving an automobile or operating a machine when impaired by substance use. 3. Recurrent substance-related legal problems, for example, arrests for substance-related disorderly conduct. 4. Continued substance use despite having persistent or recurrent social or interpersonal problems caused or exacerbated by the effects of the substance, for example, arguments with spouse about consequences of intoxication, physical fights.